Welcome, welcome, welcome to another amazing episode of the Dadcast. I'm here with another one of my favorite people on the planet, my man Mike. Sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Salute. Baby boy, you in here too. You can talk to us.
Man,
so,
young Junior.
We in here, Junior. Man, tell me about your dad.
Tell me
some of the favorite your favorite things about your dad.
One of my favorite things about my dad is he makes me laugh. He helps me if I don't understand my math homework.
Yeah.
Other stuff like that.
Yeah. He's always there for you, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you know he got your back, huh? Yeah. And he's looking out for you, right? Yeah, that's what's up, bro. Did you have your dad in your life, big dog?
Nuh-uh.
No.
Not at all. Probably about Four visits.
Like you can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah. Damn, man. So how did you become the man that you are and the father that you are? Because I look at you, man, and I love the dad that you are, man. Watching y'all, because I don't have a son. You know what I mean? And out of respect, I think you and I connect because of the fathers that we are. You see me with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you see that, and we got that connection. Like, you know, we real dads. I didn't have my dad. You know what I mean? He around, but I ain't have him in my life, and he didn't guide me. So back to what I was saying. How did you become the man that you are, man?
I think it's probably one of them when you like a lonely kid or something, and you have that one thought in your head, like, man, when I have kids, it's going to be way different. You know what I mean? So it probably that seed that was planted way back being a lonely child or abandoned child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was always subconsciously there. Right? So when the time came for my son to come out, it was already like foreset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For me to be a good father. Cause I already planned that, like, okay, this is messed up. You know what I mean? Then my dad not around, so I'm gonna make sure this never happened with none of my kids, right? Type mentality.
And my thing was I was always, and I'm still trying to get over it. I'm 40 right now, 41. But I'm still, like, I've always been kind of a jealous person. Mm-hmm. And I used to see the Cosby Show. I used to see friends of mine that had their fathers in their life. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, damn, why don't I have that? You know what I mean? And they used to hurt me like, damn, why don't I have my dad there? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like you said, when I get there, I'm going to make sure my child got, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Everything he or she needs.
Yep.
That's dope, man. That's dope. What are some of the main one thing or multiple? What are some of the things that you want to instill in him?
Courage, right?
I like
right?
that. Yeah, because you were, yeah, you were G.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's very important because I feel without teaching him courage, then he would fall victim of fear. Right, which plays a part as soon as you walk out the door, right? All the time, yeah. So I try to teach
make
that.
Make sure
right?
y'all listen to this. I'm gonna send you the link to this later. Make sure you listen to this and listen to your dad. But yeah, I'm sorry not to cut you off. But that was
courage. Deep. Courage probably one of the most important things to teach him, right?
Yeah,
that way he'll tackle anything. With a correct mind state, right? Because even like he mentioned earlier, my dad helps me in math, right? We was having issues in math, right? And you know, there's different ways to try to teach him. Like, okay, it's not hard; it's just new, right?
Yes.
Don't look at something as something difficult. It's new, so it's new to you. It's new to your brain. It's new to everything. So it's gonna take a time for you to learn and to practice it, right?
Yes.
But if he was fear of failing, He wouldn't attack
you.
That
wouldn't even try it. You wouldn't
right?
go at it.
He'll be so scared. He won't have that. If he didn't have that courage of okay, it's okay to fail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just keep going. Right? He wouldn't be able to be as comfortable as he is right now.
Yeah.
In math, right?
Yeah.
And then other things in life, right?
I like that, man. I like that. So, is that the only thing, or that's just the main thing?
Courage, patience. You mean?
I'm still working on that one.
That's just a. Patience helps you void out stress in your life, right? Because if you set things in motion forward in a righteous way, I believe it's going to happen, right? But because we're so impatient, we start ruining it mentally, right? To where even we are receiving now, we're not as gracious or as happy we should be because we were so stressed over it. It's almost like a sigh of relief that it happened instead of I knew this was going to happen, you know what I mean? And you're joyous with it, right? So patience is very key thing, especially at his age right now, right? Mm-hmm. Teach him to learn how to be patient and let things just happen as it's supposed to happen.
Like that.
Yeah. So like courage, patience, being an honest person, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The earlier he learns the importance of that, you know what I mean? The better off he'll be, mm-hmm. right? Because it's so easy to fall in the trap of like, especially like with him doing sports, you know what I mean? Wanting to win. Then you around some people, they'll do whatever to win, right? But if you have that integrity and that honesty in you, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do it this way. And if I lose, I just lost. You know what I mean? But I lost with all my integrity, yes. right? I didn't have to go around nobody's back or try to cheat to win. And then I'm over here celebrating a whack win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It messes up. So being honest is very important, right? Integrity, having integrity.
Integrity is my thing, dog. That's first on my list. Integrity is like, who are you when nobody's looking? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, are you a stand-up person? You sneaky? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Never be malicious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, take care of people. Look out for folks. Like, yeah, that's integrity and love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then my last thing is do no harm but take no shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Like you said, like that courage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, I'm cool, bro. Be nice.
Yeah.
But just know that can't cross this line at any point. Yeah.
Boundaries.
So I'm with you on that. Boundaries, yeah. That's dope, man. That's dope. Mm-hmm. So back to the whole dad situation, like what are some, because like I said, I got nothing but respect for you, dog. Like I see you, I hear you talk to him, you know what I mean? Like I've been watching you raise him all these years. And I question that, you know what I mean? Like on the outside looking in, I question like where people got what they got, where they got it from. You know what I mean? Like, so was it uncles? Was it brothers? Like what?
It was a little bit of everything. And plus, like I said, that seed that was planted gave me the desire to want to, you know what I mean? Observe the people that I felt was doing it correctly. And then even like before he was even born, I went and got books. You know what I mean? Like, what do I need to know? You know what I mean? Things like that. Mm. And then, like that helps a lot too, just getting the information on children. You know what I mean? From all different sources, right? Yes. Like, what helped me with him was like his sign, his birth sign. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And the book said that he's a sensitive person, right? And he's sensitive. You tell him something, he'll start crying, right?
Yeah.
But if I didn't know that, if I didn't read it, if I didn't try to get the knowledge for myself, I'd have been like, hey, toughen up. Stop acting like a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not knowing that I'm robbing him of his true self, right? That's because dope. He's naturally sensitive, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. Maybe he's going to be a doctor. Maybe he's going to, you know what I mean?
Right,
that,
right.
That part
he's
of
caring,
him, it needs
a
to
veterinarian.
Be. You mean I don't want to rob that vitality out of him by saying, oh, you know what I mean? So
that's why
it was
you, Mike.
It was
that's
very important for me to learn, okay, what am I getting myself into? You know what I mean? I need to be knowing, you know what I mean?
That's
not
dope.
Just, oh, hit them over when they teething and this, you know what I mean? Their development, their mind, what, you know what I mean? What's going into it.
Man.
And not really being biased, but like, oh, yeah, I know everything. You know what I mean? Just,
dude,
and then really just watching the other people too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I like that.
Like your friends,
like
dads.
That. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that was a major thing for me because a lot of my friends had their fathers in their life. And what I did was I was like, dang, like I like you said, I had that void. Like where is that for me?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is always find something from a man, and I didn't care what man it was. I don't care if it was a store clerk. If I saw something that was like a stand-up quality, you know what I mean? Like whether it was toughness or intelligence, whatever it was, you know, patience, understanding. If I saw something, I was like, I'm going to take that and I'm going to apply it to my life and myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, dude, nothing but respect for you, man. That's great, man. I'm super proud of you. And I know you were raising an amazing young man. I can't wait to see him as an adult.
I appreciate that. Definitely.
You know what I mean? And I can't wait to see him with his children because I know, you know, we're, especially as black men, you know, and with that lack of I mean, just men, period. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It ain't even...
Especially in our culture, because we have
but a, in our culture, a big boy. Exactly.
You,
know,
it's, now, you don't find them...
Because of slavery
everywhere.
And all that.
Right. You know what I mean? They're not just walking around trying to educate or trying to uplift. You know what I mean? It's a lot of tear down. It's a lot of... You know
what I mean? You got the knuckleheads, but you also got, you know, what they call it, mass incarceration and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of us are locked
up. Yeah, it's a lot of traps. It's a lot of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I said, you're just not walking down the street finding a man like, you know, let me teach you something, brother, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Most of you will probably find somebody trying to take advantage of you quicker than, you know what I mean? You'll find somebody trying to enlighten
uplift
you.
Uplift and
you know
love you, yeah. So,
but a lot of it, though, just came from books, to be honest, you know what I mean? Because even though you can watch and observe, you really don't know, you know what I mean, if that person's making a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You always know when you're taking something good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it just came from books, just wanting to know, like, okay, what would be a good... Because, you know, people write books, they do research, you know what I mean? They observe other people more than one, you know what I mean? So it's good information. Mm. Books are just, like, so powerful.
Right? Do you have some books, like, some titles that you can refer to?
Not offhand, right? As far as being a good parent... Right, I was just
whatever it is that you learned from, though, like, you know, mm-hmm. like not just, you know, parenting books, because the only parenting book I read was What to Expect When You're Expecting,
because
it was trying to talk about the process of, you know, development, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. like what's about to happen in the first trimester, the second trimester. Mm-hmm. I was just worried about getting her here. Mm-hmm. I can handle it when she here. You know what I mean? But I was nervous as all outdoors. I was like, oh my God, I'm 28, I'm about to have a baby. Like, this is my first one, like, and I'm the oldest on both sides, you know. I raised a lot of my cousins. I looked up, you know, did a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Did a lot of babysitting, mm-hmm. but I never had my own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is mine, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, like, I'm about to have a child. Like, I was nervous as all outdoors, duh. Were you?
Baby.
How old were you when he came?
29.
I was 28.
Yeah. 29.
Scared me, man.
Yeah.
Scared me to death, right?
So,
prep was everything, but that's the only book I read, you know, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah, I read a lot of prep books. Then, like, for me, I'm always reading something different. So, you know, whatever I take from out those books, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a good book, you know what I mean? Teaching your kids the difference, right?
Yeah.
Hello. Let me see. Let's definitely
can't really name him offhand
right now.
All good. But just reading taught you more.
Yeah, definitely getting out there and just, you know what I mean? Looking for the information that you
mom here
trying to find or whatever.
Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, that's dope. Whatever level it is, right?
That's dope. Yeah, man. So, like I said, man, I want to shout you out. Super proud of you, man. You were, man, one of my favorite dudes.
That's
solid cat.
That's
solid cat, man. And I'm grateful for you. You know, as a man, like, you know, y'all whole family, man. You know what I mean? Trev and them. Like, y'all been, you know, community for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all really taught me a lot and supported me a lot and everything, man. But just watching y'all navigate and support each other and the fam and the squad. Mm-hmm. Like, I got nothing but respect for y'all, so just want to salute you and let you know, man, keep it up. Keep it up, and I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir.
And youngin', man.
Salute you as well, you know what I mean?
Hey, sir, proud of you.
It's my cousin.
Hey, proud of you, man. You keep up the good work, and you listen to this man at all times, you hear me? Hey, it's one of my favorite dudes. That's a good man, and he guiding you right. All right? Keep up the good work. Hey, so this has been another episode of the Dadcast. Email me at themarkofgenius.com. Oh, no, themarkofgenius@gmail.com. And comments, questions, topic requests, hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear or think, and let's keep it going. Be great.